In the world of retirement benefits, there are two big picture concepts I like my clients to keep in mind. There are investment in money accounts and investment in time accounts. Investment in money accounts are 401ks, IRAs, deferred compensation accounts. These are also called defined contribution accounts. Investment in time accounts are pension plans such as CalPERS, CalSTRS, military pension, federal pension. These are formulaic in nature. They're also called defined benefit plans. The most common misconception that clients have about investment in money accounts is they look at an account statement from date of separation, they see an account balance of, let's say, $100,000, and in their head they get fixated on that dollar amount, and they think, gee, I know how this works. My ex must be getting $50,000 down to the penny. And what I tell clients is, you know, if you're invested in a stack of $100 bills, that most certainly is true, but you're probably not. You're probably invested in stocks, bonds, you know, mutual funds. These are all investments that fluctuate up and down with the market. So what I tell clients is think of the account this way. If you had 100 shares of Microsoft in your account as of date of separation and they were all community property, all earned during the course of the marriage, your ex is going to get 50 shares of Microsoft. If tomorrow Microsoft goes up in value, your ex is going to get 50 shares of Microsoft. They just happen to be worth more if your ex sells them. If the next day Microsoft crashes, your ex is going to get 50 shares of Microsoft. They just happen to be worth less if your ex decides to sell them. The point is your money and your ex's money are both inside the same account, fluctuating up and down in value with the stock market. Now here's a fake example with the investment in time accounts. Husband works for 30 years. At the end of 30 years, goes to retire, and his employer says, congrats on your 30 years of service. You're eligible for $3,000 a month. He says, that's great, but you know, out of those 30 years I was working, I was married to my ex for 20. What's she gonna get? Well, if you're married to your ex for 20 of the last 30 years, that means two-thirds of the time you were married. Well, if two-thirds of that pension was earned during the marriage, two-thirds of it belongs to the marriage. So out of that $3,000 a month, $2,000 a month belongs to the marriage. Marital money, of course, is split down the middle. So husband gets $1,000 a month, wife gets $1,000 a month of the marital money. And then husband's going to get another $1,000 a month that represents the 10 years that he worked outside of the marital time period. There's always more nuance to it than that with the pension plans, but that's the big picture concept. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is David Ruegg. You can find me at QDRODIVISION.com.